He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 385. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before we get started, a couple housekeeping things. First of all, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. All right, welcome, everyone. I guess it's time to officially... wish everybody a happy new year, and I will do that right now to all my fans all around the world. Have a very happy and healthy new year, and I look forward to seeing everybody in January. Now, speaking of January, we've got some interesting things coming up for sure. January 8th through the 11th is CES. That is the Consumer Electronics Show. And that is going to be a huge, I mean, an absolutely huge event this year. There are all kinds of goodies, and quite frankly, anybody who's anyone is going to be at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, is the biggest show in the world. And essentially what happens there is everybody who has something that's new or innovative or an update in the consumer electronics area, and that's an enormous area, will be at CES. I am going to be there along with the Tech Podcast Network, and I will be doing my daily broadcast. I'll tell you the times next week, but I will be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Those are the days that it's open, January 8th through the 11th, and I'll be broadcasting at least 2 hours a day. I have all the interviews lined up, as you know, if you haven't watched the show before. We do an interview, a new interview, every 15 minutes with a different company, and we've got some amazing technology lined up, things I've never seen before or ever even heard of, along the lines with the security, health, some awesome VNP stuff that we're going to be taking a look at, some streaming devices, cameras, all kinds of neat things. So a little bit more on that next week, but it's something that you may want to stay tuned to, and certainly watch live. It will be streamed live from CES in Las Vegas, Nevada. So today, as I mentioned, we're on show 384. If you're new to The Gadget Professor, just go to our website, www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can watch all the action there. You can watch all the shows there. Today we have an interesting device. I have owned this device a couple years now, and I recently updated to the new one, not because my old one didn't work, but because it had a new feature that I wanted, and also my kids kept borrowing the one I had, and every time I went to get it, they had it. So it's not expensive, so I bought a new one. So let's take a look at that, and here we are. This is called the RAV. RAV. It's the all-in-one file hub, and this is quite a device. It comes with the following devices, if you will. It certainly comes with the RAV4, I shouldn't say RAV4, the all-in-one file hub, okay, and we'll take a peek at that in a second. It comes with an elaborate, and I do mean an elaborate, very easy to follow instruction manual in a bazillion languages, and you can have this thing up and running in less than 5 minutes. So that's an important piece, and it's very well done. It really is. Also, you get the box, if you are into boxes. This comes with it. And last but not least, you are going to get a charger. And this is nothing special. It's the micro USB charger. This will charge this device, and it will also allow you to use this as a charger for your phones or any other device. And that's the new feature that comes with this. So let's take a look at the electronics, if you will. This is the on and off button right here. It's big, it's wide, you can't miss it. There are four dots here, if you will, and that's going to show you how much power you have available. There is a 6,000 milliamp battery inside this, so it's going to give you a lot of juice to charge your phone. No worries with that. And also it has a little antenna, and you know what that is. That's for Wi-Fi and for signal strength. So that's all pretty good there. On the underneath side, as you can see here, there's a rubber protector, and this is where you will find both a USB jack to plug in an external USB driver stick, and you'll also find a port, if you will, to put your hub in, your Ethernet cable, to make this a hub, which is very nice. And this closes down, it's nice and tight. I wouldn't put it in the water, but it's nice and tight. Over here you have the charging area. This is where you're going to put this adapter in, or any adapter that you have like it, to charge the battery, the power supply that's inside here. So it says in right here, and you're basically going to charge it up until you see all four lights indicating that it's 100% charged. Again, it's a 6,000 milliamp lithium battery that is inside this. Now also, if we go back here to the USB port and the Ethernet jack, this USB port will do two things. One, it will allow you to put in an external USB hard drive, or any USB device. It could be a stick, it could be a drive, combination thereof, and or if you want to charge something, you would just put the cable in here and the appropriate charging cable at the other end to charge your phone or whatever it is you want to charge. So those are the basic inputs that come with it. One of the other features that's real important to me, and this is what I use it for frequently, is right here, you'll notice a slot. And this slot is actually for an XD card, which looks like that. It may look familiar to you. And this is a typical card that would go into your digital camera. And what I use this for, and what the purpose of this is, obviously it's a charger, but I don't use it for that. If I have my camera with me and I want to see my files, I can actually put this card right in that slot. It goes right in there. And now I'll be able to read this on any smartphone. That's right, whether it's the iPhone or the Android, it doesn't matter. In addition, I also, as I mentioned before, can take a USB external drive, pop this open, and very conveniently plug in my hard drive. So now this will read and actually transmit via Wi-Fi network that this puts out to my smartphone or to my tablet, and I can see, listen, read, and play any movies. Anything I have on this drive will be seen and be able to be accessed on my smartphone. The same thing would go for the SD card. So it's a very handy device. Let's take a look at actually how it works. The first thing that we're going to do is turn it on, and even I can do that. So you're going to hold this button for about 3 seconds, and you'll see the lights light up, I believe. There you go. So you could see that it's fully charged. There are four lights on. And now what happens is this indicator right here is going to blink. And when it turns solid, it's actually blue. We have a lot of light on this. But when that goes solid, that means that this is transmitting its own internal network. Now, you can name the network whatever you want, but out of the box, it will be called the RAV Power Network. Now, you notice that this indicator light is now starting to slow down, and it's going to go solid, in 30 seconds or so. I'm doing all kinds of colored drawings here, I see. So we'll let that boot up, and it will become solid in a second or two. I'm now going to plug in my external drive because this is what I want to use it for. So my external drive is now plugged in, and this has now become solid blue. I know it looks white, but it's absolutely blue and it's solid. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go over to the smartphone. So let's take a look at the smartphone. Okay, so here's my smartphone, and the first thing I'm going to do is go into settings, and make sure that FileHub Plus, as you can see, the first one up there, is actually the network that I'm on, so I can read my FileHub, and as you see, it is. The next thing I am going to do is I'm going to go into the FileHub app, and you'll notice in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a green icon, which means it can already see the hub. And in the lower left, you'll see the share button there. So I am going to go into file folder, which is right here. And right now, it's reading all the things that I have on that hard drive. So as you can see, all my folders are there. And if I want to look at my pictures or play a movie or go into a particular folder, I can do that very easy. I was recently in Venice, so if I want, I can click on the Venice folder, and you'll see that there are a bunch of different photos in there. Here's one of Venice at night. If I wanted to watch a movie, I can go into the specific folder and watch a movie. And you can have as big a drive or as small a drive as you want. I'm also able to click on my iPhone icon and access and see all the documents and all the photos that I have on my iPhone. And there they are. So there's all kinds of things that you can do with that. So there's tons and tons of photos that are actually on the iPhone. Of course, you'd be able to access it because it's going right into that. But what's nice about this is let's go back to my hard drive, which was right here, and let's go back to this particular shot. Now on the bottom here, you're going to notice I can play the movie, I can transfer this, I can do pretty much anything I want. So right now it's preloading that photo. And it's a large, I think that photo is 22 megs or thereabout, because I shot it on a Nikon D500. So there it is. And now, guess what? I can send that photo anywhere I want. I can mail it. I can put it on Instagram, Twitter, whatever I want. So this hub is a fantastic streaming device. And essentially, what this will allow me to do is have my smartphone with me on a plane, on a train, on a bus, on a boat. You get the deal. And really, all I need is this. No attachments, no nothing. If I don't want to use this external hard drive, I can load everything onto an SD card. Yeah, movies, whatever. And the beauty of this is I'm going to pull this hard drive out. But the beauty of this is if you're in a car or a plane with your family and one kid wants to watch one thing and your wife wants to watch something else, this will allow, I think, up to 6 or 7 people to watch different things or view different things at the same time. So I use this frequently when I travel with my crew. I might want to watch a movie. Someone else may want to read a document. Someone else may want a different movie. And this is a wonderful hub for you. And it's all password protected. So as long as the individual has the password, they can get in here and see what you have. So it's a wonderful device. The other thing that this will do is if you're in a hotel and they have an Ethernet connection there, you can plug into the Ethernet side of this, the Ethernet cable, plug it right into here. And I didn't go through all the menus, but you can actually go down and change the name of the network and also call it Party Hub if you want. And you're only paying for one device because the hotels will charge you for every device that logs that you log on to, or most of them will, certainly if you're using the Ethernet cable. Not fun. So with this device, if you plug the Ethernet cable in this and go in and create a shared network, which is it's just a click and a tap of a button, everybody in that hotel room within range of this, and this has a very good range, can access all the data that you have plugged into this. So it's a wonderful device. Let's take a look at how much it costs. This is right on the site. It's $42.99, or what I prefer, I always prefer Amazon. Why? Because I can return it if something is wrong with it. Also, I get free shipping because I am a Prime member. But here it is, $42.99. Storage backup. This RAV Power File Hub transfers files between SD cards, USB drive, hard disks, and your devices, phone, tablet, computer, to free up much space. So another use of this, and this is what I use it for a lot, is when I'm taking photographs, I actually will take the SD cards, put them in this device, and back them up, send them to another hard drive or another computer. Very handy, particularly when you're on the road. The N300 wireless travel router instantly converts a wired network to a wireless network. It's not a hotspot, but you're able to log on to this internal network. It also has bridge capability, which will extend the Wi-Fi, and we showed you how to do that. Also, it's a media streamer and share, seamlessly share with your family, friends, and stream your videos, your photos, your music, and all your connected on all your smart connected phones. This includes TVs, media players, Chromecast, Roku, and other DLNA devices. So, whoops, you can actually use this to stream whatever it is that you want. Very affordable, really nicely built. It's not going to break. I've dropped this. I've really dropped it. It's bounced like 10 times. Always works for me. It's available in black and white. I have the white, and I highly, highly recommend it. I have no complaints with it whatsoever, which is pretty rare for me. Usually you find something that you don't like, but this basically does it all. Very handy device to have, and I think you should grab one. I really do. This is called the All-in-One File Hub Wireless Router Wireless Media Sharing Device, 6,700, almost 7,000 milliamps external battery. I have rarely used it, maybe once, to charge my devices. I really use this to access movies, documents, things when I'm on a plane and I don't have enough room in my tablet, or I just want extra stuff to bring with me. I will always use this. Actually, when I'm broadcasting live at CES, I will have this laying around in my pocket or on the table with a couple devices plugged into it, so I could instantly access what I need to access at CES, because I'll tell you, the wireless connections at CES are horrendous because there's so many frequencies flying around there. Also, regular, like I'm with Verizon, the Verizon connection is almost useless inside the convention center. So what I do is I put this in my pocket or throw it on the desk, and I create my own network, and it assures me that I can access all the data. This is a 3 terabyte drive. That's a lot of stuff. So if I have to access something, I don't have to worry about connectivity, and this basically does it all. How long does it last? I've had this working up to 7 hours going strong with no issues whatsoever. So I would definitely pick one of these up, especially if you need to share your files or you want to watch movies on a plane and you don't know what one you want to watch, so you load up a bunch of them. This is the device that I highly recommend. Now, if you're watching the Gadget Show on Thursday, or if you're even watching it on the 28th of December, you will know that it's Digital Day at Amazon, and that's a big deal. The deals are about to go digital. That's right, Friday, and you may be watching this Friday morning. Digital Day is coming on December 28th at 12 p.m. PST. Excuse me, that's specific standard time. Offering great year-end savings on digital content across Amazon. So they're going to have a ton of sales there, and you may want to check that out if you haven't bought everything that you needed from Santa Claus, or they didn't give you everything that you needed. You'll find at least the Amazon made products will be on sale, and there'll be a lot of them on Digital Day, which is 12/28. All right, let's get into some of our apps of the day. The first app of the day is a real nice app. This is called Geek Uninstaller, and if you've ever had a program that you wanted to get off your Windows device, this is the one you're going to use. It's clean removal and forced removal. It has native X64 support, easy to use interface, and you can uninstall pretty much any Windows Store application. Anything that you put on this that is Windows on your computer, this will clean and remove it. Also, on occasion, you'll have a very stubborn app that you just can't get off. Typical uninstall programs won't remove it. This has a forced removal, and it will take pretty much broken programs. It will take it off instantaneously. Very simple user interface, and what's nice about this is it's 100% totally free, and I highly, highly recommend it. You will like it. All right, the next app that we have coming up is called Open Library. may have mentioned this many, many months ago, but there are just so many books that you can get from this, all kinds of things, in the hundreds of thousands, to be honest with you. You can get classical books, books we love, current books, things on medicine. You can see, you can get comic books, things for kids, thrillers, textbooks, just about anything that you could think of. They've had over almost 10 million users in the last 28 days. So that just gives you a feel for the robustness of this website, and it's all free. So if you're going on that trip or you're tired of buying books, you just want to read something, there's art books, fantasy books, biography, science books, recipes, romance, and it just goes on and on. It's almost endless. Religion, history, mystery and detective stories, music, plays, science fiction, children's books, all kinds of things. You get the picture. This is really nice, totally free, and I would definitely, definitely check this out. And some of the books, it's like a library. You can borrow them. You get X amount of time with them, and then you have to click a button and return them. But it's all easy to use, a very simple user interface, and just check that out. You'll like it. Now, as most of you know, if you've been watching The Gadget Professor, I love old-time radio. I don't know why. It just brings me back to when I was a little kid, and I used to lay in bed with that next to the radio. Yes, I was around, I think, in like 65-ish, 63 when they came out with the transistor radio, and they were wicked expensive, but my dad had one, and I used to borrow it. Not often. And what it would have is all these old-time radios like Flibber McGee, Amos and Andy, Bob Hope. I don't even know if you even know who these people are, but they were wonderful actors, and radio really, to me, is still a phenomenal medium. I'm going to do a show just on radio one day. It's amazing the things that it did to society, even to this day. But if you want to listen to some of those free old radio programs, and there's some great mysteries, The Shadow, I mean, just great things. Orson Welles, one of the you know, the premier actors, voiceover, phenomenal guy. You can log in and on your iPhone or on your Android operating system, either one, and get this free oldies app. And here it is, free oldies. This will give you like tons and tons of stations to listen to, and it's a lot of fun, and you will like it for sure. Now, this one is a crazy app. It's called Launcher, and Alloy Launcher is one of these apps that if you don't have it, you don't know what you're missing. It's functional on both the Android operating system and on the iOS operating system. Very well built, but this will allow you to launch pretty much anything you want with one click. And this is kind of what you can do to the surface, if you will, the screen of your phone. And it's a one button click. So typically you wouldn't have photos in the front and movies and Amazon in your front screen, or there's only a limit. This will put as many as you want, and you also are able to launch them using the Siri or whatever it is, whatever type of phone you have that has the voice application, and it does it instantaneously. And you can also create multiple actions. So what I actually did using this is when I log on to this, when I plug this in and make this hot, my phone automatically logs on, will log on. As soon as I touch the app, it automatically logs on to this network. And those are the types of things that you can do with Launcher. So check it out. It is free right now. Typically, they will charge money for it. But right now, today, it is 100% free. And you're really going to like this. Alloy provides lots of ready-to-use actions for some selected apps. For example, 1Password actions include the ability to open certain URLs in 1Password. It adds support for Apple Maps, Yelp, Skype. There's probably 50 different things that it will allow you to configure. Great app, totally free. By all means, check that out. Now, here's an app if you're a photography lover. This was free. It still may be. If not, it's $2, but it's worth it. Did you ever have a photo that you wanted to make into a painting? This is the one that will do it. This gives you all kinds of options, all kinds of brushes. It allows you to draw over your photograph, and you can see these were portraits or just some different photographs that people shot, and with literally a click, you're going to get all kinds of unusual effects, and you can increase the red, the blue, the green, the mix, all kinds of things available both for the Android operating system and for the iOS. Wonderful, wonderful app, well worth the money. And, you know, when you're shooting a photograph, it looks photographic, but when you actually make it into a drawing, it's really cool. And some photos look better than others, but you never know what you're going to get. And this app certainly has enough features that will allow you to kind of change this and that and make it real pretty. So it's nice. Now, this next app is more for the semi-pro or someone who wants to ID their photographs, and that would be called a watermark. And the watermark app is called Ray Watermark, and there's many of them out there. This is one of the better ones. It's totally free, but this will batch watermark all your photos. And what a watermark is, as you can see, protected material. Someone put a little camera right here. It also does a QR watermark. So in certain situations, this is very good. It's funny, some people gave it one star, horrible, terrible, but a lot of these folks, quite frankly, don't know how to use the app. The overall rating is a 4.4 out of 5, so it's pretty good. It's pretty free, and fool around with it if you want to put you know, your name on a photograph or protect your digital rights. It's a good way to do that. Now, the last app of the day I've been using for about a month now. I love it. It's called Funnel, and Funnel is basically, it's a one-time app, and it's like having a single radio station with a huge variety of content on it at all times. I love this app. It's like NPR, BBC, WSJ, CBC, Canadian Broadcasting System, CBC. Absolutely outstandingly fine. If you like NPR or if you like high-quality news, check out CBC. And if you're able to get it on your cable and watch the CBC broadcasts, I used to do some work in Toronto for many years, and the CBC was involved in some of the things that we did, and it's just top shelf, better than a lot of the stuff here in the United States. So I have a lot of praise for the CBC, real high quality. Get this Funnel app. You are really going to like it. It has hourly news podcasts, so you're always up to date. And if you're laying in bed and can't sleep, this will definitely put you to sleep if you want it to, or it will give you keep you updated on the news. But it's very soothing, it's very nice, it's very high quality, and I know that you are going to like it. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I need to clean this studio up. It's growing around me. It's always a battle to do that, and I am working ferociously on CES. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. I didn't cover this gadget yet, but I'm just going to tell you, this is called Invis, I-N-V-I-Z. This thing is crazy. It's a portable VNP device, and this is last year's model. I use it all the time. There's a new model that's out. I don't have it. I haven't seen it yet, but the gentleman who runs this company is in Ireland, and I'm going to have him on maybe in after CES. They are not going to be at CES. I was just talking to them yesterday because they're busy putting all their manpower to get their next device out. So you want to stay tuned and check out this Invis box. It's really cool. I will tell you about it in a week or two. That's going to wrap it up, folks. Got to run. Have a very happy new year and a healthy one. We'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.